And that was Alan Bybee with Evening Prayer Blues. And before that, Becky Buller with Nothing to You. And we are fortunate today. We have in the studio Ralph Shapiro and Lauren Tronick, two musicians. We have a fiddler and a guitar player, and it's going to be wonderful because I'm looking at them. They're just sitting there waiting with a bated breath. They're ready to play. They're excited to be here, and I'm excited to have them. Hello, Ralph.
Hey,
hello, Lauren.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure. And so I understand that you guys met at school and played a little bit together there.
Yeah, that's right. We were part of the same sort of folk chorus back at Yale in Connecticut. I've been out a few years. Lauren just graduated, and we're both working for the Fine Arts Camp this summer.
Oh, that's a nice gig, eh?
It is, yeah. Yeah, so when we found the time, we've gotten the chance to collaborate and play a little together.
Good. Yeah. And are you doing music at the camp also?
I am teaching strings, violin, and viola, and then also working in the office, so it's a nice balance.
So violin and viola, is that like speaking French and German?
It's really similar. One is just kind of fatter and bigger and deeper, but it's the same vibe.
I see.
Maybe Portuguese and Spanish.
Okay, there you go. I see. So you have your violin with us today.
Yes.
Okay, good. So you have some songs prepared. What are we going to hear first?
Yeah, we do. We're gonna play a few songs that are not ours. Then we'll play some songs that are ours. The first one we're gonna do is a tune called "By Way of Sorrow," and this is the cry, cry, cry version.
You've been taken by the wind. You have known the kiss of sorrow, doors that would not let you in, outcast and a stranger. You have come by way of sorrow, you have come by way of tears, but you'll reach your destiny, meant to find you all these years,
meant to find you all these years. You have drunk a bitter wine with none to be your comfort. Those who once were left behind will be welcomed at love's table. You have come by sorrow, you have come by way, but you'll reach your destiny. Meant to find you all these years, meant to find you all these years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was great. How can you fiddle and sing at the same time?
It's very difficult for me.
Well, that was wonderful.
Thanks.
Play us another one.
All right. This one is called "Lord, I Have Made You a Place in My Heart."
Yeah, it's by cover. Greg Brown. And these are both songs that we were fortunate enough to do with the chorus back east. Yeah.
on the rags and the bones and the dirt. There's piles of lies and the love gone from her eyes. An old move in boxes full of hurt. Pull up a chair by the trouble and care. I got whiskey, you're welcome to some. Oh Lord, I have made you a place in my heart, but I don't reckon you're gonna come. Tried to fix up the place, but I know it's a disgrace. You get used to it after a while. With the flood and the drought and old pals hanging out with their IOUs and their smiles. Bare naked women keep coming in and they dance like you would not believe. Oh Lord, I've made you a place in.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Raf Shapiro and Lauren Tronick here, and they're counselors at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and boy, are those kids lucky to have you guys as counselors and teachers. I guess not counselors, but you're instructors. Is that right?
More or less. Yeah, we're around.
You don't have to herd them from activity to activity. You just are the activity. Is that right?
The beauty is we're both.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Oh,
okay.
A little bit of everything.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Raf, tell me about your guitar. It's a big, wonderful sounding dreadnought.
Yeah. It's a Taylor 210 acoustic electric. I've had it since beginning of college, I guess. Yeah, and it's gone with me a lot of places. There's some blood, sweat, and tears in this thing for sure.
Well, that's what makes the best music.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it's treated me well. It's got a really nice big sound. I like it a lot.
Excellent. What are we going to hear next?
Next, we're going to move into some originals. This one is one that actually started here last summer. It's called Monster.
Here I am again, naked in the pale moonlight. Whiskey makes my teeth grow sharp. Careful, I might bite.
Hair's getting in my eyes. Can't see the forest for the trees. The weight of your world is on my shoulders now, darling. It's making me shaky at the knees. And the devil's here now. He's in my bones. Don't you worry about me. No, I'm never all alone. And I'm howling out your name. But it's time that you've been shown that I'm a monster. I got no right to call you up this late at night. I'm a monster and that's a fact. So if I run, don't chase me back. Here we go again. Faster than a westbound train. Grass is getting caught between my claws now, darling. Cool blood is pumping through my veins. And the devil's fine now. He's by my side. So don't you worry about me. This ain't the first time that I cried. And I'm howling out your name. But I think you better hide. Cause I'm a monster. I got no right to call you up this late at night. I'm a monster and that's a fact. So if I run, don't chase me back. Mob is gaining ground. Might as well tie me to my stake. My evil eyes are closing now, darling. But this beastly heart of mine won't break. And the devil's wise now. He says, beware. Don't you worry about me. No, I know what's fair is fair. And I'm howling out your name. But you know you should be scared. Cause I'm a monster. I got no right to call you up this late at night. I'm a monster and that's a fact. So if I run, don't chase me back. No, don't chase me back. No, don't chase me. No, don't chase me.
Thank you very much. Thank that was you. Wonderful. Good job.
Thanks.
Oh, and so you say this was one. This is your original and started last year. So yeah. What polishing touches did you put on it this summer?
This summer, well, it's been interesting. So actually, I should also say that track is one that I record. I was living in New York last year, and I recorded that as well as six other tracks, and that is sort of the single that I've released so far. So that track is available online. At odellmusic.bandcamp.com, okay. O-D-E-L-L. So that the track on the recording has a very different arrangement. So it's been fun, like as I've been traveling around and playing with other people, the ways that the arrangement has changed. So Lauren and I got together, it feels like, it probably, I guess it was like a week and a half ago or something, and figured out that arrangement.
No kidding.
That's the first time it's had fiddle on it, and some of the harmonies are a little different. So, it's fun. I mean, it's sort of to have this sort of bare bones of a tune, and then being able to like slot it in. And I'm very grateful to have a lot of extremely talented friends who agree to learn my songs with me. So yeah,
excellent.
Yeah,
and looking at your fiddle, you said your viola has a story, but your fiddle doesn't. Mm-hmm. How long have you had this violin?
This is the violin I've had since I was in, I think, fourth grade. I got it maybe. Third grade?
So it's an old friend.
It's an old friend.
Yeah.
It's an old friend. And then I abandoned it for a while for the viola. And now I'm kind of finding it again. So is it
difficult to change between the violin and viola, you know, with the spacing of the strings?
That's exactly what it is. It's just kind of the spacing, and it's a different clef. So you read differently. So you kind of just have to adjust. It's like going from a Suburban to like a smart car.
A lot of analogies.
That's trying to make it relatable.
So it sounds like music, Ref, is a career path for you. Is that correct?
As much as it is, yeah.
That's the hope.
And Lauren, for you also?
I have no idea.
All right.
I just graduated a few weeks ago, so I'm.
And this is what is wonderful. You're able to play music in the summertime and hang out and just be creative.
And being at the Fine Arts Camp is the perfect environment to do that, so it's great.
So what are we going to hear next?
This next song we're going to do is called John Brown's...
We're going to do Coat, I think.
John Brown's,
yeah.
I'm right. This is a song that Raph wrote also in Sitka, but 2 years ago. This was 2 years ago he wrote it. It's called John Brown's Beach.
It's called John Brown's Beach.
As I've been there, John Brown's Beach.
Yeah. I went on a day off from camp. I went down there for the first time, and I saw the gravestone there where John Brown is buried, and I thought that was just a really amazing sort of image and scene. And then I didn't look up anything about the actual John Brown, and I just made up my own story.
That's the best
in the folk tradition.
Yes, there you go.
Big John Brown was buried by the beach. His bones were washed by the waves. And each night a breeze comes a-whistling through the trees and shakes them shells on his grave. Big John Brown had silver in his teeth, but he came up north for the gold. He'd dig and search, but he always went to church, knew that money couldn't save his soul. On John Brown's beach, you gotta practice what you preach. Before you swim, you better pray. 'Cause it's the secret we keep. The dead don't stay asleep. Oh, your maker's gonna come someday. John Brown's dog was foaming at the mouth, had a belly full of clay. He heard a whistling sound come from deep underground. He knew his master had gone astray. John Brown's wife was dreaming of the South. Every morning she would cry. Well, she had mountains to climb, but she hadn't the time to hang her laundry to dry. On John Brown's beach, you gotta practice what you preach. Before you swim, you better pray. 'Cause it's the secret we keep. The dead don't stay asleep. Oh, your maker's gonna come someday, day, day. Your maker's gonna come someday. John Brown's son was headed to the war, learned to fire, but not to burn. He wasn't driven by hate, he just didn't want to wait for his daddy to return. Now if John Brown was standing on the shore, would your hair stand right on end? Or would you sound the alarm before coming to harm? Or would you greet the ghost as a friend? Would you greet the ghost as a friend? Well, Big John Brown was buried by the beach. His bones were washed by the waves. And each night a breeze comes whistling through the trees and shakes them shells on his grave, grave, grave. Shakes them shells on his grave.
Wonderful. Thank you. A song about a grave has to be in a minor key, I think.
That's the rule, yeah.
So which comes first, the tune or the lyrics for you?
It's sort of the tune. For me, I don't know about Lauren, for me, it usually feels sort of like a happy accident. Like I'll start messing around and find a chord progression. And then usually... Some string of words will affix themselves to a tune immediately. Like they'll just sort of come hand in hand, and then I usually build a song off of that, which feels like some weird, like arbitrary luck that I haven't quite like feel like I always have a grasp on. But there's some mysticism in it.
Well, that's the flash of inspiration, lightning bolt there. Yeah.
But that tune actually is interesting. I actually started writing that one. It's one of the few songs I started writing without a guitar. I started writing on John Brown's beach. I was like sitting there looking out.
Were you whistling it? Was that where the
whistle came later? The whistle was I didn't know how to quite finish it, and that was a motif that I've thought would bring it all together. Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
So we have a couple more songs. Folks out there in Radio Land, we're listening to Raphael Shapiro and Lauren Tronick, and we're really blessed to have them in the studio today and sharing their music and talent with us. And we don't often get a chance to have live music. Every chance we get, we do it, but it's wonderful to be here in the studio with them. You listen to KCAW and Sick Kid Trail Mix with Ted, and we got a couple more tunes. So what's next?
This next song is called Coat.
This is one of Lauren's.
Excellent.
I surely should be carried up a mountainside, placed upon a bough. High up above, no one can reach my feet. I'd stay away. Up in my tree, you'd be so free. So free from me. 'Cause mountainsides, they draw you down, down, down. I know you're safer on ground. Lay low, I can lay low. I'm the coat to your summer. So I'll lay low.
I surely should be sent out to sea. I'll drift away.
On all my ways, they swell and moan. You are my flow. 'Cause out at sea, I sink so quickly. And you'd be so free. In our sea, I sink you more, more, more. I know you're safer on shore. lay low. I can lay low. I'm the coat to your summer. So I'll lay low. Silence is golden. You always told me so, but my trade is never silent, and I've been around enough to know that she's beautiful and young, and you're so beautiful and young, and I am quicker with my tongue, with my tongue. I surely should be carried up a mountainside, placed upon a bough. High up above, no one can reach my feet. I stay away. Lay low, I can lay low. I'm the coat to your summer. So I'll lay low. Lay low, I can lay low. I'm a coat to your summer, so I'll lay low.
Oh, thank you. Boy, it's like a gift. You just gave us a gift here of your songs. That was wonderful. You complement each other very well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're not fighting for space in your songs. You're just walking the same pace and side by side in this. It's really wonderful to watch in here in the studio, and I hope it's nice to hear out there in Radio Land.
Thank
That's very nice.
Cool. Thanks.
We were just talking before we started about trying to get a little house concert there at the Loft with these two, and this might come to be. So be sure and check the community calendar for sometime mid July, and we'll hopefully get these folks to play in an intimate setting where you all can sit and listen to them, have a little snacks and drinks and such. That'd be great.
Snacks are key.
Yeah, snacks. And you guys can have it too.
Thank you. Awesome. Sweet.
So, you have one more prepared for us?
Oh, got one more. This is we've sung a lot of sad songs as is our wont, but this one is a little more optimistic. So, I thought we'd end with this one.
Well, I'll be your coat for this summer. That's wonderful. What a nice.
Well, they're different interpretations. This is another one I wrote a little more recently. It's called All I Had. And thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Pleasure. You know what? Let me make sure I'm in tune here.
Well, while he's tuning, just wanted to remind you, we're listening to Raphael Shapiro and Lauren Tronick, and they're counselors at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, which is a wonderful institution here in Sitka, bringing kids from all over the world to experience the arts, clown school, acting school, violin, strings, rock band with Joe Montagna. It's fun. I was up there on campus last week for a meeting, and as classes were passing, I was hearing trombones going, and kids were cartwheeling across the lawn, and there was just a level of energy that was so great that just made me, you know, step lively on my way home. It was great. So, I noticed you have four fine tuners on your violin there. Do you have steel strings on that?
These are gut core.
Gut core
strings.
Okay.
Steel wrap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
the fine tuners. I just kind of never took off.
I see.
From when I got into fourth grade, so they're my friends.
They're your friends. They help you stay in tune.
Exactly.
Yes.
Cool.
All right. Oh, you all set there, Raph?
All set.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
out in the darkness, went out in the rain. Didn't know where I was going, but I was going insane. Went out to the garden, went out to the woods. Didn't have all the road maps that a grown man should. All I had was you. Got caught in a landslide, got tossed by wave. Didn't know what I was missing, but I misbehaved. Got stuck in a pickle, laid low by the curb. I don't get much, but I get what I deserve. All I got is you. Yeah, all I got is you. But take my words with a grain. Sold my wounds when it rains. I ain't in love with the pain. Found in the rushes, floated out on the tide. Now I know what sad is, and I'm satisfied. Got lost in the desert, knee deep in the sand. Now that I've gone under, I can understand. All I want is you. Yeah, all I want.
Thank you very much. Rafael Shapiro, Lauren Tronick here in the studio on Raven Radio KCAW. Thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.